This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last two visits, I shared experiences I had studying the book of Romans and how God used it a few days later while on a flight from Prague to Zagreb. Another moving experience occurred later. While on a flight from Chicago to San Diego, I took some time to study Romans 11. In economy class, it can be quite crowded even if you have an aisle seat. I became aware of the traffic in the aisle and the action of a spy thriller movie on the screen right in front of me. Though I didn't have a headset, the action at times distracted me from my study. Then, all of a sudden, amidst all the distractions, I was captivated with the closing four verses of Romans 11. It was as though the conundrum of the chapter broke into a cacophony of praise. I believe that happened to Paul as he pondered what he was writing. While I contemplated the mystery of God's master plan, suddenly my reasoning was superseded by a humble, yet awe-filled, silent praise to God. Tears filled my eyes as I tried to read Paul's words. The distractions around me faded while I experienced genuine worship of God. It just came over me in a powerful way. It was one of the richest times of worship I've had in a long time. Listen to Paul's words. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out! Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay him? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen.